Welcome to this special update here. Mike Adams, Brighteon.com, naturalnews.com. I was going to call this the red pilling of Canada, but it's actually about much more than just Canada. It's also about the red pilling of the American people. But let's start with Canada. You see, I think for many years, the Canadian people looked at Americans and their, quote, conspiracy theories, you know, and their doom and gloom, and Alex Jones warning about one world government is coming, you know, and the Canadian people would mock that kind of claim. Why are you so concerned about tyranny? You know, the government's not out to get you. You know, it's not a police state. It's not martial law. We're a progressive liberal democracy, they would say, while they voted for Justin Trudeau and worshipped transgenderism or whatever. So now, of course, that whole delusion has been shattered. And many people in Canada, and by the way, I'm not putting down the people of Canada. They've actually shown incredible courage and heroism in rising up against tyranny. And we'll get to that more in a minute. But many people in Canada have only now become red-pilled because, well, now you're living under an actual dictatorship in Canada. It's actual martial law. If you're living in Canada today, you're living under an actual totalitarian regime. You have no civil rights whatsoever. You can have your bank account seized without evidence, without any due process, for merely making a donation, a legal donation, to a peaceful protest. You can have your life destroyed, and it is happening to people all across Canada right now, to innocent single mothers even, as you may have seen in the news. You can have your truck seized, your windows smashed. You can be dragged to the ground and have your face smashed in by the knees of police state thugs who cover up their own names and badge numbers on their uniforms so that you don't know who they are while they're wearing black masks and olive drab garb. And they may not even be Canadians, turns out. United Nations troops are operating and pretending to be police. So you're living under a police state right now. In fact, Canada went into a total police state more quickly than the United States. But part of my warning today in this short podcast is to the American people. It's coming to America. What Trudeau pulled off in Canada, well, actually I have two messages. That number one, what Trudeau's doing in Canada, they're going to try to make it permanent. I mean, they're doing it. As far as we can tell, they've made it permanent. You're never getting your democracy back. I hope you understand that, Canadians, and until the people rise up and dismantle this whole system of tyranny. And yeah, that day is coming. Might be a couple years off. It's hard to say. And it's hard to know how many people are going to be executed and murdered and disappeared between now and then under the Canadian totalitarian dictatorial regime. But my other message is that this is coming to America. And right now, Joe Biden and his handlers are trying to figure out a way to create a similar crisis in the United States in order to declare a nationwide martial law police state, you know, suspend the Constitution, suspend the Bill of Rights. And, you know, there's the Freedom Trucker Convoy in the U.S., but I noticed they've announced they're not going to drive into D.C. proper. They're going to kind of halt and apparently disband outside of Washington, D.C. I think that's a wise decision, because it looked like it was going to be a big trap, and it may still be. But the other thing to keep in mind is that Biden's handlers are working on something much bigger. They're working on creating a bigger crisis after they invoke war with Russia over Ukraine and Ukraine's breakaway regions, Donetsk and Luhansk. And so Biden wants us in a war so that then he can unleash the deep state cyber attacks on the financial institutions and the power grid and then blame Putin. All right, so that's the scenario in America. And what you need to understand is that every city, should this occur, every city in America will collapse into almost instant riots, lawlessness, violence, murder, rape. You know, gangs will run the streets of Los Angeles and many other cities, come to think of it. You will have a collapsed society on your hands, and those who can flee the cities, they will jump in their vehicles and they will flee. you're literally going to have war refugees in America fleeing American cities and trying to get to safer rural areas. So you're going to have an invasion of rural areas with the city people who mostly voted for Biden and thus are responsible, partly, for this insane situation in which we all find ourselves. So this is what happens. You vote for tyrants, you get tyranny, you see. Oh, and by the way, a lot of those left-wing lunatics are such cultists, they're so brainwashed, they still think that Trump is a threat to your freedom. They think Trump was authoritarian. But somehow they don't think Trudeau is an actual authoritarian who's put Canada under a state of, you know, a police state, martial law with no rights whatsoever. So it's just astonishing the depth of the brainwashing and the cultism of the left. They can't see reality. So they will try to flee the cities, which means a lot of rural areas are going to get overrun. And we're going to have to figure out how does America manage this entire situation? Because imagine if they take down the power grid as well. And if the financial institutions are taken down, which is part of the plan, how are you going to buy groceries? How is anybody going to buy food or buy fuel? You know, a lot of people will only be able to flee as far as the fuel in their tank because they won't be able to get gas. And so you're going to have people initially trying to flee by vehicle and then with bicycles and then on foot. And they're not going to get far on foot, especially outside of cities like Los Angeles or Las Vegas or wherever. By the way, I've done a whole free audiobook on this that you can download. It's called Ghost World. And you can find that at ghostworld.co. That's the web address, ghostworld.co. Just go there, download the entire audiobook for free. It's got a PDF transcript that you can print. It's got the audio files, MP3s, you can download them, you can listen to them whenever you'd like. I don't know, it's 6 or 7 hours, something like that. It explains the coming collapse of the cities and what's going to happen in America, because we're going to suffer a massive die-off from the vaccines, not to mention the economic collapse and the possible world war that Biden is trying to drag us into. You put all that together, you're going to have a massive die-off across America. I mean, tens of millions of people over the next decade or so. And that's going to change the dynamics of what America looks like and how it functions and who's in charge and all these kinds of things. So that's a very good audiobook to check out. But I should state right here up front, a lot of Americans are not going to survive what's coming. And I think we're going to go through 2 to 3 years of absolute hell. I think we're looking at a total collapse of society as we know it and a collapse of the United States of America between now and the end of 2025. That's what I think we're looking at, with victory on the other side, but a lot of pain and suffering and destruction and death between now and then. So folks, get ready, because you're going to be living under an authoritarian regime if you live anywhere in North America. And that's their goal, and that's what they've created. They're going to create permanent emergencies. They're going to follow in the footsteps of Adolf Hitler. Trudeau's already doing it. Permanent emergencies to take away all your freedoms and rights and to arrest those who dissent against the government and to throw people in filthy jails and to execute people in the COVID death camps and claim, oh, you might be infected. We have to kill you now in the COVID camp. Good thing we built all these COVID camps. Good thing. And the FEMA camps, what a coincidence that we had all these camps ready to go right before we declared a martial law police state and started rounding people up based on their political beliefs. Wow. Or their religious beliefs, because Christians are going to be targeted as well. Yeah, so all this is coming, folks. To get prepared, we all have to stay informed. So check out, I've got podcasts, and there are amazing hosts, by the way, on Brighteon.tv. Every day, just go to Brighteon.tv or tune into BrighteonRadio.com for audio-only broadcasts that use a lot less bandwidth, by the way. And then check out people's videos at Brighteon.com, the free speech platform, the alternative to YouTube. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. And I'm with you in this fight for human survival. God bless America, and bless each and every one of you, and thank you for your support. Take care.